What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
The cackler, Kamala Harris, is back, and American Eagle has responded to the backlash over the Sydney Sweeney jeans ad, which included a reference on Good Morning America to the Nazis and eugenics. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they went there. ABC, Disney, China. They went there with the Nazis, eugenics, blonde hair, blue-eyed people, basically, you know, Mengele. The left's freaking nuts. Like, they... I'm going on Laura Ingraham's show tonight, Ingraham Angle, and Brian Kilmeade is actually guest hosting for Laura tonight. And I just got my topics for tonight, and I'm looking them over. And one of the topics we're going to talk about is how these crazy lefties dropped a coffin at Republican Congressman Brian Stelz's door in a disturbing protest. That's how nuts they are. They dropped a coffin off. These people are friggin' nuts. And yet we're told all the time that it's both sides need to tone down our rhetoric. Have you dropped any coffins off at any Democrat members of Congress's house anytime? No, not so much, right? Even around Halloween, did you do that? No. There's a neighbor in one of the towns around here. So every Halloween, the entire yard becomes an anti-Trump display for Halloween. I've never done that. In all my years of, and I love Halloween, of decorating Halloween, I've never done like a Biden as Frankenstein or Chuck Schumer as Frankenstein or Pelosi as a vampire. I mean, we had a Nancy Pelosi vampire party years ago at the Green Parrot. And that was a wonderful day. That was a great day. That was a really fun time. We should do something like that again. I wouldn't actually drop off vampire blood at her doorstep or a dead bat or a coffin or, you know what I mean? Like, we just don't do those things. It's the left that does that crazy stuff. And they do it a lot. That's why I say they're nuts, because they are. They're friggin' nuts. And that's the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, Venaria Dental. Two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. It's about care. It's about compassion. That's who Dr. Mike Venaria is. All right, so let's play the cackler. Kamala Harris spirals into a full cackle outburst while trying and failing to explain what her book is actually about, because she's never read it because she didn't write it. She's not capable of those things. Cut number four.
There's a lot of personal stuff in the book. I mean, poor Dougie.
Oh, God. You're blowing the lid off of Doug? What's going on?
For example, my birthday's in October. The election's in November. You see where I'm going. And Dougie kind of dropped the ball on my big birthday.
He didn't get you anything?
Oh, you have to read the book.
tell me the page.
It's going to be a great, great book. I hope she narrates it and just bursts out of that cackle. America, we got lucky. We got really, really lucky with this one. Could you imagine listening to that cackle for 4 years? Her political career is as dead as that book's going to be. That book is going to be, I guarantee you, that book is in the clearance bin, like, right away. Remember something. Nobody voted for her. She was the Democrat Party elites, because they control the entire process, just told the Democrats, here's your nominee. Here's your nominee. Not a single Democrat primary voted for her as their nominee. Not one. Not a one. So this book is going to be a disaster. Who's going to buy this thing? I'm not going to buy this thing. You're not going to buy it. And most Democrats aren't going to buy it either, because they think she was a terrible candidate. They had no choice. They didn't want her. They were stuck with her. There was not an open convention. They were just, hey, here's your candidate. That's why you have people out there like Jon Stewart and Bill Maher and others who are saying the Democrat Party is not about democracy. It's not about democracy, because there was absolutely zero democracy in the choice of who their nominee was. Not a single Democrat voted for their party's nominee. Just think about that for a second. And she was terrible. She couldn't give interviews unless they're softball interviews like that. And even that's painful to listen to. So where's the audience for this book? Who the hell wants to read this thing? Democrats who are angry that she's the candidate that the elites chose and was a disaster, who spent more money than anybody, whoever ran for office and still lost, who picked a terrible running mate, who was a doofus and a goofball, who put tampons in the boys' room. Who is actually going to spend money and purchase this thing? I'm just dying. I really want to understand this. I really want to know. There's more of her. She doesn't know who's in charge of the Democrat Party. She was asked who currently leads the Democrat Party. She looks down. She mumbles. Can't name a single name. Just like she couldn't name a single thing she'd do different from Joe Biden. Cut number two.
Not running for office right now. Yeah. You're stepping away from that life right now. Who's leading the Democratic Party? I'm just curious.
There are lots of leaders. And
there's generally a leader of the Democratic Party. You know, like, oh, that's the leader of the Democratic Party. Who comes to mind?
I think there are a lot of, I'm not going to go through names because then I'm going to leave somebody out and then I'm going to hear about it. But let me say this. I think it is a mistake for us who want to figure out how to get out and through this and get out of it, to put it on the shoulders of any one person. It's really on all of our shoulders. It really is.
Okay. It's shoulders. Shoulders. Not one. She can't name one person. Just like she could not name one thing. One thing. When they asked her on The View, what would you do differently? Nothing really comes to mind. She does love wired earbuds, though. That's a thing. She loves them. So thank God she's not our president, because, you know. Well, no, this is cut number three.
I rolled calls, and that's me on a call. So you'll see my phone is actually on my lap, and I'm. And, you know, I know I've been teased about this, but I like these kinds of ear pods that have the thing.
Yeah.
Because I've served on the Senate Intelligence Committee. I have been in classified briefings. And I'm telling you, like, don't be on the train using your ear pods and thinking somebody can't listen to your conversation. I'm just telling you, that's a little bit more secure.
So when you saw...
Okay, that right there is, that's not a downer, clearly an upper. I'm just trying, because again, we used to play this game on Jimmy Fallon's Saturday Night Show. Maybe he'll bring it back this weekend. I don't know. I'm not on that show this weekend. I'm on Ingram Engle tonight at America's Newsroom Monday. Shameless plug, I know, but I have to, you know. But that is definitely upper, not downer. Because we've had that game, wine or pills, where we play a clip and we go, is that wine or is that pills? That's clearly wine. That's like a box of wine backstage. You know, the kind with the spout that doesn't ever stop pouring. And I think, you know, this is a PragerU hate group. according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. They gave me this beautiful tumbler when I went out there to do the PragerU Book Club with Michael Knowles, which I think is going to come out pretty soon. The fall, actually, I think they said. We talked about Animal Farm. So I got this. America is the GOAT, PragerU. But those box wines, you could easily just, you know, push the button in and then just fill this thing up. And then I just water it here. I got to be sober for tonight, at least for the hit. Then my daughter's play. Figured out an answer to that, by the way, I'll tell you about. But that's wine. Because if she took a Valium or something to relax her, which she's done, there's more slurring, there's more low-key, you know what I mean? But that, losing her mind, cackling over air. Can we just play the last, like, 15, 20 seconds of that, Justin, where she really bursts into the cackle? Can you do that for me? like a friggin' Batman villain. Like a... Here, wind it up even more, like 30 seconds maybe, to where she says wired or it's more secure. And let's see how long that laugh goes. Let's see.
I have been in classified briefings, and I'm telling you, like, don't be on the train using your ear pods and thinking somebody can't listen to your conversation. I'm just telling you, that's a little bit more secure.
I mean, even Colbert, you could tell, was thinking to himself, how bombed is this freaking lady? What did they give her in the green room? I've been around people in television enough to know when somebody's on something. Because some people get nervous on TV, and they take what are known as beta blockers. Very common for people who've never really done television to take, and they're supposed to help calm you down if you get a lot of anxiety. I don't recommend them to people. I always, you know, when I do my media coaching or my public speaking training, I've had clients in the past who really felt like they needed them, and then they stopped using them after they were able to kind of overcome the mental anxiety, because your body gives you adrenaline for a reason when you're going out to do a media hit and or give a speech, and you don't want to tamper that down. But when people take those drugs, you can tell, and they're a little bit slower, and they're just a little bit more composed isn't the word. I mean, you can. It's almost like you go, like, give them a cup of coffee or something like that. That right there, I'm waiting for the bat signal to go up in the sky and for Commissioner Gordon to say, this woman just robbed a bank and she and her cacklers are getting away. Like, it's that bad. Oof. Man, we dodged a bullet, America. We dodged a major bullet. Oh, so I figured out, Matt DeSantis, the way around the my daughter's play issue tonight. Matt DeSantis.
Yes.
There you are. Oh, nice. Here, nice of you to join us.
Sorry.
Thank you for joining the show.
It was Henry's fault. He was talking my ear off.
What is Henry talking about?
Oh, I just left. We're talking about Odyssey points.
Okay. So instead of listening to what I was just saying about Kamala Harris and the cackler, you're chatting with another producer about Odyssey points.
I was listening. I was playing the audio clips.
Unbelievable. It's painful. It really is. Painful.
Sorry, go on. What did you ask me?
No, forget it.
I'm curious. What if it was something good?
I asked Justin. Maybe Justin was paying attention. Justin, did you hear my question?
Henry was pretty loud.
Henry was very loud, I will admit.
Can you kick him out when we're doing a radio show?
He's
and
gone.
So that you guys can listen to the host of the radio show?
He's gone now.
Especially considering that you have responsibility to maybe dump a word if I say a bad word or something like that. Like, you actually have a job to do.
I trust you not to curse on the air.
He has done it before, though.
So you guys can just tune out and chit-chat among yourselves because you know I'm going to be good and you don't have to worry about do you really think that the brand manager, who's probably listening right now, by the way, would be okay with that? I'm asking,
I think Greg is not okay with a lot of the things we do. But to be clear, it was only like 30 seconds. We missed the last 30 seconds to a minute tops, I would say. Maybe a minute.
It's
could have been 90 seconds, but it was no
Why
more
are you
than
still
that.
Expanding? Stop expanding the time.
Yeah,
30
no, seconds
was fine.
Yeah.
I would say 90 seconds.
I don't know. Most. Justin hit his cues. When I asked him, he hit his cues. He's able to multitask. You clearly cannot, Matt DeSantis. Justin can. Well, for some reason, he's the associate producer and you're the executive producer. Yet when I needed Justin to rewind it, he rewound it. I needed him to do it again. He did it. I ask you a question. Dead air. I'm surprised the freaking dead air alert didn't go off.
Wait, you just inadvertently paid me a compliment.
Yeah, you
didn't
you
even
did.
Realize. Inadvertently paid me a compliment. I was the one playing the Kamala Harris clips because we're not allowed to show video from the Colbert show. So anything that's strictly audio based, I've been playing off my my PC. So I appreciate the compliment.
Damn it. Now, this is like Jerry Seinfeld right now. I'm like, DeSantis. Like, Newman. Ugh. Foiled again. Fine. You won this round.
Yes.
You and the cackler won this round.
Yes.
But not the war.
Oh, no, there's more. I thought that was it.
No, so anyway, I found a way to get around the whole school play thing.
How'd you do it?
Well, I have a Fox hit tonight at 7:40. The play starts at 7. But my daughter has to be there at 5. So she won't know when I get there. Now, originally I thought I was going to be in Philly doing the hit, but they're actually sending a studio van to my house.
Whoa, that's big time.
Yeah, which is nice. You know, it's not, and so I can do the hit. And then I can quickly make it to the play because there's an intermission and she'll think I was there the entire show.
That's
most importantly, when the show ends and daddy's in the lobby with the other mommies and daddies, and I'll be with Patrick and Reagan, and she won't know that I got there really at the end. You know what I mean?
That's a good idea. That's pretty cool if they're sending the van also. I imagine they don't do that for just anybody.
What can I say? they were pretty desperate. They were like, well, we're gonna have to send you a van because the Philly studio closed. So they were, you know, there was no time to get me to New York. So they had to do something, I guess. But
have you had the van before?
I have not had the van. No, I've not had the van. Our buddy David Gelman has had the van.
Oh,
however,
nice.
Yeah, he's had the van sent to his house, but not. I've not had the van. I've not had the courtesy of having a van yet, so I'm pretty excited for this.
So do you just go into the van?
You go in the van, and it's a van, and it's lit inside with professional studio lighting, and there's a TV that you sit in front of the van. Or, excuse me, you don't sit in front of the van. I'm worried about saying this because my idiot friends will wind up showing up and tailgating on my driveway and then, like, chucking beer cans at it. While I'm in the middle of doing a Fox hit or like running, like shaking the van. I can see my friends doing that. I'm just a little nervous even saying any of this on the air right now, you know?
On the bright side, if they do act like hooligans, that clip is guaranteed to go viral on social media. You'll be an instant sensation nationwide.
Like, I have idiotic friends who would try to tip the van over. You know, just to see if they could do it.
That would be awesome if you're doing the interview like kind of sideways on screen.
Like all of a sudden they bring out a tire jack and they just start jacking up the tire of the van and then I start tilting to the side and then, you know, that would be pretty funny actually. And you're right, it's guaranteed to go viral.
All publicity is good publicity.
I'm just saying, maybe I should have my friends do that. Fox would probably not be happy if they found out that I orchestrated it.
No, you'd have to find a new television home, I think. But again, on the bright side, everyone would know the name Rich Zeoli come Monday morning.
Yeah, there would be a lot of views on that video. I'm just saying, you know. And yeah, thank you, AJ. Proud to be your idiot friends, Rich. Yes, and I think you're just the idiots for the job, guys. To help me go viral. And get a couple million views instantly as studio van tips over in the middle of. Could you? I'm just thinking. Imagine that would be the craziest thing in the world.
I imagine it's a pretty cool van. Send me a picture. I'm curious to see what it looks like.
Yeah, I'll do that. I mean, it's and then they link up to the studio in New York, and then you know they do it that way. So you know it's how they. It's how they roll, no pun intended.
Yeah, when you initially texted me, I'm doing the hit from a van, I thought you meant like that you're just going to like...
The van was like taking
you. Like a Honda Odyssey or something, but...
I'm in a van down by the river, pretending I'm on Fox News. That's how broken I am. I haven't been on there in 4 days. I'm just sitting in a van down by the river crying. on the banks of the Delaware, like pretending I'm on the air, talking into my phone, being like, "Hi, America." We're not quite there yet, but it was a close call. You know what I mean? And there's still plenty of time to get dumped or bumped, I should say. In which case, then I will be in that van down by the river crying. So the only downside to the van is that there's no makeup. They don't send down the makeup artist, so you got to powder yourself. That's the only downside. So
on the bright side, if you're in a van, you could drive through like a Taco Bell or something mid TV hit, get some food.
Yeah, again, I don't think that's the idea of the mobile van. I don't
take advantage of it.
I don't think it's for a joyride. I think it's a national news hit. It's not, you know.
I suppose.
It's like, you know, so 3 million people can see it, not so that I can get a chalupa.
Yeah.
What is it?
A chalupa?
A chalupa, yeah.
You could end up with an endorsement deal at the end of that interview, though.
If I'm eating a chalupa and my idiot friends somehow find a way to topple the van or lift the van and everything goes sideways and then the Taco Bell goes all over me in the middle of the... Yeah, yeah, that could work out. Just saying.
I would definitely play that clip on Monday. It would be the top of the show sheet.
Hey, you might even make what's on the cut sheet on the morning show.
I would hope so.
Probably not. There's zero chance of that happening. Zero. It would be viral everywhere, and they would still refuse to show it on that show. Guarantee it. Be the most talked about clip in the country, and they'd still pretend like it didn't happen.
Dawn would play it, at least.
Dawn would definitely play it. 100%. All right. Gosh. That is the... Wait, who got... She got how much for her book?
So I was curious. She got $500,000 for The Truth We Hold, which was the book that she released. This is Kamala Harris, obviously, before the 2020 presidential election. Now, the rumor is that Simon & Schuster paid her millions of dollars for 107 days. Now, Biden, I think, got $10 million for his book, but supposedly she got pretty close.
That is insane. That because it's going to be a gigantic flop for them. This book is going to flop. I'm telling you, mark my words, this book will flop. There's nothing compelling or interesting about anything that happened in that campaign that we don't already know, other than she wasted a ton of money. How much did she spend on that stupid set for that dumb podcast Call Her Daddy?
Oh, it was $1 million, I think, wasn't it?
So a gigantic waste of money. Nobody picked her to be the party's nominee. Nobody's going to want to read this frigging thing. I guarantee you this book is headed for the clearance bin. It may be a bestseller initially because now they figured out the way to game the system. And it's not hard to do. They can make books bestsellers very easily. All you got to do is just buy in volume before the book comes out. And there's ways to do that now. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the book lands on the bestseller list when it initially comes out. You can game that system now very easily. I talked to Maz about this when his book was coming out, how easy it is really to make a best. You can even make a number one New York Times bestseller. You just have to have people willing to buy the book. And you can make an artificial market for anything. They have the money. So literally all her campaign has to do is just buy her books. And then the New York Times has a way where they try to filter that out so that that won't count towards it because it's supposed to be – they want to avoid that. But there's ways around that too. So I would be shocked if the book did not come out on the bestseller list. I'm just telling you it can't stay on the bestseller list. What is that? What did you just text me?
Point out the New York Times bestseller list isn't even an actual list of the books that are most popular in terms of sales. They have some – like personal preference that they factor in before they craft those lists. And then also Call Her Daddy, she spent $100,000 on that set.
Amazing. Amazing. So what's a couple, $50,000 to buy books to elevate it to the bestseller list so that she can say it's a bestseller and it'll last on the bestseller list for week two, maybe tops, and then clearance bin. Because what will happen is bookstores will order it. Nobody will actually buy it. Everybody will wonder how it's a bestseller, and then it'll end up in the clearance bin. Maybe I'm wrong. But I very rarely get stuff like this wrong. We shall see. Okay? We shall see. All right. American Eagle has responded to all the controversy around the made-up controversy by the left around Sydney Sweeney and their meltdowns. We'll talk about that as the show goes on today. Plus, Vice President J.D. Vance with a warning to Europe – And they should pay attention to this because it is a very serious warning. And have your energy rates in New Jersey gone up? If so, let me know. Mine have almost doubled, even though my electricity use is down by 5% and my natural gas use is down by 35%. It's crazy, and yet it's happening. Let me tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding, my great friends over there, because 10% off on their American-made, trusted, durable products and installations. How about a roof? The Owens Corning Shingle. They are platinum certified contractor, which means you get the lifetime warranty on that roof. Anderson Windows, made in America, the best of the best. Doors, siding, to make your home have protection and peace of mind and improve the curb appeal of your home as well. Whatever project you choose, trust Emmons. Go to callemmons.com and learn more, or emmonsroofing.com. They even have a bathroom and kitchen remodeling division. That's right. Emmons will remodel your kitchen and bathroom just like they did for mine in my last house, and they did a fantastic job. Every step of the way, the details are done right. The project's done on budget. They clean up when they're done. And they serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. How's that Jersey Shore roof doing? Because, you know, with all the elements and more on the way, you got to make sure your house is secure. And you want to go with a local and family-owned company. And Emmons is that local family-owned company for decades. And they don't just, they're not just in the community. They give back to the community. They're one of our biggest, most consistent sponsors with the Travis Manning Foundation Radiothon. Emmons is with you every step of the way. And they're great friends of mine. And for over 12 years, they've done outstanding work in the home I used to own and the home we own now. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, our buddy Michael Whatley, running for United States Senate in his home state of North Carolina. Good for him. I think he's got a great chance of winning. I really do. And I'm excited that that he's running for that seat. We'll miss him as RNC chairman because he's been, I think, the best RNC chairman we've ever had. I mean, he's just been phenomenal. He's been a great friend of the show. He's been on the ground. He was on the ground in Pennsylvania like every day. And he's been on the ground in New Jersey leading up to the New Jersey governor's election. So it's a bummer that he will not be able to continue as RNC chairman if he becomes U.S. Senate. Or, I mean, he technically could, but I don't think he will. It would be up against Roy Cooper in the primary. Is that what it would be?
In the general election. Oh, I think that's sort of what everyone's expecting. Cooper's been raising a lot of money.
Roy Cooper. Okay. He's the Democrat.
Yeah, former governor of North Carolina.
Yeah, I'm not really up on my North Carolina politics.
You don't religiously follow North Carolina politics?
No, I guess I gotta pay attention to that. Oh, let's see. I got another topic for tonight they just threw at me. Let's see. Also this. Leftists are happy, say they will celebrate after checking Blackstone's website. A woke TikToker said, I just woke up to some amazing news. And if you want to see some amazing, happy, wonderful news, go look up Blackstone Commercial Real Estate Investment Company. I personally am going to celebrate by taking the day off and doing a little bit of baking. Let me know how you're going to celebrate. All right, so I got to figure out what that one's all about. What is that one about? I don't even know Blackstone. What's that story?
Blackstone? I don't know. Are they referencing the woman that died in that Manhattan shooting earlier in the week?
Oh, my God. That's what they're talking – the executive?
Know, yeah. I think.
Oh, my God. These people are freaking sick.
I could be wrong, but that's basically what Blackstone is in the news for right now.
You're right. One of the victims of the shooting in New York. Oh, that is just sick. Okay. All right. Good. I wasn't sure if wow. That is just awful. Oh, that poor woman who was killed. My wife's friend knew her, went to college with her, actually. She was a rising star at that company, and she was a mentor to women, a leader at work. I mean, her name was Wesley LePatner, senior executive at Blackstone, among the four victims by that gunman. She's 43 years old. Oh, that's – I mean, these sickos. Anyway, you know. All right, so we'll talk about that as well on the show tonight on Ingram Engel. So – Sydney Sweeney and the backlash to the jeans. If you don't know about this, you've been living obviously under some sort of a rock or something, or maybe you were away. Sydney Sweeney is beautiful, and she put on a pair of jeans and showed her cleavage and just showed herself as a beautiful American woman. She happens to be blonde, blue eyes. She's curvy, sensual, and they made an ad out of it. And American Eagle said Sydney Sweeney has good jeans. G-E-N-E-S, she comes over and spray paints the word jeans and writes J-E-A-N-S and walks away in one of the ads. There's a bunch of them. It's actually a nod to the Brooke Shields ad from the 1980s where Brooke Shields was wearing jeans and it was all about her she said something like she was learning about genes, genetics, I think it was in school or something, and she couldn't get her jeans on right as she was doing her learning about genes in class or something along those lines, right? And it's a play on that. But, of course, living in the dumbest time ever, the left immediately goes Nazi. They immediately go Nazi, eugenics, blonde hair, blue-eyed. This is basically saying that everybody who doesn't have blonde hair and blue-eyed, get out. And this is American Eagle's way of saying that they're all down for Nazism and everything else. So here's the Good Morning America ad that we have for you. Take a listen.
Time to check the pulse. We begin with the backlash over a new ad campaign featuring actress Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, the ads are for American Eagle, and the tagline is, Sydney Sweeney has great genes. Now, in one ad, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed actress talks about genes as in DNA being passed down from her parents.
The play on words is being compared to Nazi propaganda with racial undertones.
The pun, good genes, activates a troubling historical associations for this country. The American eugenics movement in its prime between like 1900 and 1940 weaponized the idea of good genes just to justify white supremacism.
Despite that backlash, American Eagle stock has been soaring.
See, and there were a bunch of idiots on TikTok, and we played some of the clips of them who were saying the exact same thing. So American Eagle has responded to the backlash surrounding its viral Sydney Sweeney campaign, which has been the subject of an extended online discussion over the intention of jeans versus jeans. So much so that everyone from the White House to Stephen Colbert has weighed in. Well, nobody knew what Stephen Colbert said about it because nobody cares about him. And this is what American Eagle put on their Instagram page. Sydney Sweeney has great genes, J-E-A-N-S, and always was about the genes, her story. We'll continue to celebrate how everyone wears their AE jeans with confidence their way. Great genes look good on everyone. That's what they said. So they didn't apologize to the woke mob. They didn't turn around and say, oh, we're sorry that we might have give a racial dog whistle, or we might have maybe in some way made you think we were giving a nod to Nazism. No, they just said, Sydney Sweeney has great genes, J-E-A-N-S. There you go. So this is good, because American Eagle did not bow down to the lunatics. And, you know, there was a time when they would have. Absolutely. No question about it. Because I'm sure that they knew, they're smart people, these marketing campaigns. They knew that there'd be somebody who would take offense. And I think it's part of why they do these things, so that they can go viral and have these idiots on TikTok angry. And, you know, there's not a lot of them. They're just loud and they get attention. So then their stock price goes up because more people are going to like it than not like it. But they'll get it goes viral because you also have people like me talking about it. So they're smart. They know what they're doing. But in the past, they would do something like that, and then they would apologize and be like, oh, for anyone who may have been offended by this, we did not mean anything like this, and we're so sorry. We'll be better. We'll learn from this, blah, blah, blah. And it was always phony. You know what I mean? It was always that phony kind of corporate America apology that was ridiculous and stupid, and nobody believed it in the first place. But they're not doing that. So they're just turning around and they're saying, there you go. All right. There you go. And she's got great genes. So good for them for not bowing down to the woke mob. Good for Sydney Sweeney and these idiots in the media. They just look like fools. They really do. They look like fools when they come out and they say this stuff and people mock them and laugh at them. And nobody takes them seriously anymore. And that's why one of the other things we're talking about tonight is that one of the Democrats in Congress said everybody thinks we're a-holes. Yeah, this is part of the reason. Yeah, we do think that people on the left are a-holes because of stuff like this. You took a genes campaign and you turned it into something about the Nazis and eugenics. You took this and you went around and said that this is racist. You tried to make genes racist. Yeah, this is why the Democrats are polling at their lowest numbers that they've ever polled at. Tulsi Gabbard said there are still people within the intelligence community who had a hand in weaponizing intelligence to subvert the will of the American people. They're still there, still working within the IC, and she's going after them. She's trying to root them out. This is cut number 5.
How many people are you surrounded by that are still part of that old system?
For Glenn Beck.
It's a good question. As we're finding these documents, going through them, declassifying and releasing them, we are learning more about who is actually directly involved and implicated in this. We're learning more about who may have been in the room and who was loudly protesting against it, recognizing how wrong it was. We have whistleblowers coming forward with their own documentation of their protests and their unwillingness to go along with this. So, yes, there are people who are still working within the intelligence community who had a hand in this. As we are identifying them, it will give us the opportunity to make sure that they and others like them, who, again, are so willing to weaponize intelligence to subvert the will of the American people, can no longer work in the intelligence community.
The fact that these people can still be there, the fact that these monsters can still be in the intelligence community and can still work to undermine the president now, and I still fully believe that they are, by the way. I 100% believe that they are. 100% believe that they will try to bring him down and try to subvert and then try to cover their tracks. There's no doubt in my mind about that. Look, you know, when I asked Dr. Victoria Coates yesterday about the burn bags, why did they burn the bags? Because you would think they would have burned the bags. That would seem to be the kind of thing you would do. If you put all this evidence in there of Russia collusion, how you were behind this, how Hillary was behind it, George Soros was behind it, but you put it, you hide all this stuff, you don't burn it, why not? And she said, oh, it's kind of like that scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark at the very end when they take the Ark into that gigantic warehouse and it just disappears. You know, in Indiana Jones, Harrison Ford asked the question, you know, who's looking into this? And they say our top people. But it's just going into a warehouse never to be touched again. It's kind of like that. They were just so arrogant, never believing that Donald Trump would ever be back in the White House, that they figured, we can, it's OK. We can leave burn bags and evidence of all this because he's never coming back. She confirmed that Operation Mockingbird is still ongoing inside the CIA, and she's actively trying to shut it down. Operation Mockingbird, cut 6.
Times and Washington Post went and ran with it. Some would say that that's part of Operation Mockingbird. Some would say that that's part of what we learned in the Church Committee, that the intel agencies were using media outlets as their mouthpieces, and that those mouthpieces would parrot the official narrative. And I wanted to ask you, is this operation still going on? Are you aware of the intel agencies working directly with media outlets in order to push prescribed narratives that may or may not be true?
It's something that we've already had to deal with, Benny, within this administration, where there are people within the intelligence community who believe that their will is more important than the will of the American people, and will weaponize intelligence by leaking it to their friends within the mainstream media with the intent of undermining President Trump's agenda. It is not one that he hasn't already talked about in
the media being involved, and this intersection between the media and the intelligence community is a long thing. We've known about this for a long time, but it's still going on now. And the problem is that you've got people that write for these publications, and then they turn around and they get fed stuff from the intelligence community. So then they write things to make the intelligence community look good. And it's been this little thing. Operation Mockingbird went a step further, where you basically had government propaganda being pushed out by the corporate media. And it confirms something that I said for years, which is that it is the unholy triad of the corporate media, big tech, and the government all working together hand in hand, whether it was COVID, suppressing the lab leak theory, which is a fact, Trump-Russia collusion, the Hunter Biden laptop, whatever it is, the unholy triad working together. Corporate media, legacy media, social media, and the government. Three legs of a stool, the unholy triad. And thank God Tulsi's there to expose this. Because don't forget, you know, you've got people there now, like Tulsi Gabbard and Donald Trump, who have both of them. The deep state went after both of them. I mean, they went after Trump worse than anybody, obviously, but he was the president. They also went after Tulsi and said that she was a Russian stool pigeon, that she was a Russian propaganda artist. They did put her in the Quiet Skies program. They spied on her. And so now she's director of national intelligence. She, like Donald Trump, does not want any more wars. She's the best person for the job. And she's wants to expose these people in the deep state. And she's got a personal reason to want to expose this, because she was one of the people that they targeted. So good for Tulsi. Excellent. I'm excited that that she's still going after all these people. And John Brennan, who needs to be in prison, when we get back, I'm going to play this for you. Seemingly confirmed Gabbard's claim that Operation Mockingbird remains active while he was on MSNBC. So we'll share that with you upon my return, but that's something you're definitely going to want to hear. I want to tell you that we're going to be back at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, for our next live show coming up on August 15th. I'm so excited. Our last show of the summer, and it's only, 2 weeks from today? So 2 weeks from today, we'll be in Cape May together, celebrating summer and our last show for the summer. So please come out and see us. And if you're bummed about summer coming to an end, don't be. Because you can book your September to Remember. They've got fall getaway weekends at the Grand Hotel. You'll get resort credits, room discounts, and September, the fall, a beautiful time to be in Cape May. The crowds are gone. The weather is still great. I think it's the best time of year to go. And you basically have all the amenities to yourself. It's wonderful. But the pools are still heated and the bar is still open. And those resort credits you can use at Hemingway's Restaurant and the outdoor pool bar. You'll love it. Just go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com and book today for your stay. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Always book direct with them to get those resort credits and the discounts on the rooms, and make it a September to remember. A fall weekend getaway at the Grand Hotel, you can't beat that. And also, when it comes to events, my friend Caitlin was named the 2025 South Jersey Face of Weddings. She's a certified wedding planner. And I know her well. You know, she's such a detail-oriented person. She will make whatever event you want to have come to life in a beautiful, memorable way unforgettable for everybody. And they've got four beautiful ballrooms at the Grand Hotel. We'll be in the fifth floor ballroom for our show on the 15th. But a beachfront wedding? Absolutely. They can make that happen for you. And something that would be from a storybook. And family reunions and baby showers and bridal showers, corporate events, you name it. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. I'll see you there August 15th.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Dirty deeds done dirt cheap. Dastardly deeds done dirt cheap. Dastardly deeds done. Oh, now you got to play it, Justin. You can't give me that without playing the lesser Al Green.
I mean, that the movement to impeach the president has begun. I rise to announce that I will bring articles of impeachment against the president for dastardly deeds proposed and dastardly deeds done.
Well done. Excellent. Or do I have to give DeSantis credit for that?
No, that one, DeSantis is on Twitter. That one was all me.
You can give me all credit if you'd like, but I didn't do anything.
Yeah, well, no one's surprised by that. That's the least surprising thing you've said all day. You were pointing out about these trolls. Yeah, we'll talk about that in the 5 o'clock hour. Let me play John Brennan, though, for you, because Brennan, who should be in prison, and I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I've said that over the years, be a very, very rich man, and he should be in prison. He should have been in prison a long time ago. Remember, this is the guy who was head of the CIA, broke into the SCIF, the Senate SCIF, when they were investigating the CIA's enhanced interrogation / torture report. And bipartisan committee headed by Dianne Feinstein broke in, stole documents, lied about it, and then ultimately lied to Congress about it. Then he lied about Russia to Congress. He orchestrated the Russia collusion. How this man remains free is beyond me. He was one of the signatories of the Hunter Biden Russian disinformation letter. He's a bad, bad dude. And he was complicit, absolutely, in the spying of American citizens and the destruction of the Fourth Amendment, the weaponization of our government against our own people. He's a bad guy, John Brennan. But he basically confirms that Operation Mockingbird is still going on. This is from his interview on MSNBC, cut number 7.
Not in the truthful way in which it was given.
I think they see that there is politicization at the top of the intelligence and law enforcement agencies, undermining the credibility of the individuals who lead these organizations. And if it undermines the credibility of those individuals, it undermines the credibility of the institutions themselves. Mm. So the U.S. intelligence is the most powerful entity on the globe. So many other countries rely on U.S. intelligence that we feed them this information. But if they suspect that anything is being done for political purposes, they're no longer going to look at this information as objective, as apolitical, as accurate information, which really is a shame, because sometimes we need to have a coalition of the willing, coalition of all our partners and allies. And that intelligence really undergirds a lot of the political efforts underway.
So, I mean, I don't know what to tell you here other than the propaganda, the effort by the intelligence community, the weaponization. We saw how they were using this under the guise of, and I'll put air quotes in this, the guise of giving money to foreign countries, the guise of trying to spread democracy around the world. You know, and in doing so, it was a front for the CIA to be able to push their money around the world. Brennan was the guy at the heart of that. And so much of that was exposed by Doge, and so much of that was exposed when we went after all of the programs that were being done through USAID. I mean, everything there with USAID, and Brennan confirms it. And Operation Mockingbird was a big part of that. And our taxpayer dollars were doing this. They pretended like this would be something that would make people love America and love democracy. And actually what it was the CIA's own personal slush fund. Brennan's back on his favorite propaganda network, MSNBC. He hasn't really left, but he talked about the vindictiveness with Michael Steele and Simone Sanders. And apparently this is a show, Michael Steele and Simone Sanders. I had no idea this was a show. I didn't realize this was a thing, but apparently it's a thing. It's also the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. It's about care. It's about compassion. Dr. Mike's going to give you the beautiful smile you deserve. This is cut number 8.
Well, it's quite obvious that he is quite sensitive and he doesn't like anybody to criticize him. Or, in fact, to bring out facts against him. And so I think the people on that list have spoken out, have been willing to actually say when something is done is wrong by the Trump administration. And so it's clear that there is a vindictiveness, a punitive nature to what he's trying to do with these policies and with these actions. But quite frankly, I'm not going to be intimidated because they're going to be pushing things out there that are false. And they're maintaining this false narrative about what the intelligence community did. And I like to stand up for the intelligence professionals. And that's why it's really quite unfortunate that a former director of CIA and a former director of National Intelligence are at odds with the current directors of the men and women of the intelligence community who do such tremendous work to try to keep us all safe. And so it's so unfortunate that partisan politics has now seeped into the highest levels of the intelligence community. And that's why I think it's important for us to continue to speak out and trying to at least push out information about what actually did happen back in 2016 and what can continue to happen if we still ignore what the Russians do with our elections.
Well, the Russians didn't do anything with our elections. You did something with our elections. You did. You and Comey and Clapper and Obama and Hillary Clinton.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.